next week. I know. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke, or that you may outlive your retirement, or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy Series, February 21st and 28th. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. First Baptist Church of Wetumpka, which was damaged in last month's tornado, is returning a $25,000 donation. Wind Creek Casino made the donation, but church members decided to give the money back because they don't support gambling. The Montgomery Regional Airport had an 11% increase in passengers last year. That comes out to about 34,000 more travelers. Airport officials say they're now looking into flights to and from the West Coast. And six rural hospitals in Alabama have closed during the last 8 years. Alabama Hospital Association President Don Williamson says he is concerned that additional hospitals will close because of financial pressures. Earlier this week, Georgiana Regional Medical Center announced it is closing. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community. A 5-day return policy. Credit options for everyone. And a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard. Or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Betrayal of trust, putting national security at risk.
Monica Witt disclosed the mission of a Department of Defense classified program.
An international conference underway in Poland to discuss tensions in the Middle East.
The U.S. is hoping to increase pressure on Iran.
The head of the federal government's disaster response resigned. Brock Long's 2 years at FEMA included 6 major hurricanes and multiple wildfires.
Things just got monumentally worse for the president's former campaign chair. There's a chance Paul Manafort could spend the rest of his life in prison. He lied to the FBI and the grand jury.
A record 7 million Americans are at least 90 days behind on car loan payments.
President Trump signaling he could soon sign a compromise bill to keep the government open.
We'll be getting it. We'll be looking for landmines because you could have that.
15 years after the Mars rover Opportunity launch, the mission has finally ended.
It transformed our understanding of our planet.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. First time caller, since you let Joey, the producer, know, we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And then any caller, yes, any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of things that you put in there. And I tell you, if you have not been to Sweet Creek Farm Market, you need to go super duper place. I'm going to head down there this weekend, check out what they've got in stock so I can tell you guys about it and you can take advantage of it. Let's see. Let's start out with America's Newsroom talking about John. This is John Roberts talking about DOJ and the wall.
As the Deputy Attorney General previously has stated, based on his personal dealings with the president, there is no basis to invoke the 25th Amendment, nor was the Deputy Attorney General in a position to consider invoking the 25th Amendment. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says he wants to get McCabe in front of his Senate Judiciary Committee as quickly as possible to hear from him. Senator Lindsey Graham tweeting this morning, quote, after Mr. McCabe's 60 Minutes interview, it is imperative that he and others come before the Senate Judiciary to fully explain how and why a FISA warrant was issued against Carter Page and answer questions about what appears to be now more than ever bias against President Trump. This is just the beginning, I think, this interview with McCabe.
Yeah, remember now, just so our audience knows, we only have a small clip of that interview. And I mean, there could be another 20 minutes or even more beyond that, so we'll wait on that. John, what about the bill on border security? Will the president sign it? What are you hearing?
We do not know yet. I mean, I don't know how much choice he really has here, but the White House is spending all day today and will much of tomorrow go through the 1,159 pages of the bill that came in late last night. There are a lot of things in this bill that the president does not like. Among them, the bill says that you cannot, in Texas, build a barrier in the National Butterfly Center. The Department of Homeland Security has already been preparing the ground there to build a fence and insists it's not going to disrupt what's going on there at the Butterfly Center. It also gives local officials in Texas a big say on where fencing can be built, and it also stipulates that border fence can only be designs approved as of 2017, which includes the so-called steel bollard design. That's not what you're seeing there. That's the landing mat format. The Border Patrol wants the new steel slat design that the president has been talking about because smugglers can throw a rope over the top of the bollard design and climb up over. The vice president in Warsaw, Poland, a short time ago had this to say about what the president may or may not do.
The president's evaluating what's in the bill. He's also evaluating the authority that he has, and I know he'll be making a decision before the deadline this Friday.
One of the things that the president absolutely hated, which didn't make it into the bill, was a proposal by Minnesota Senator Tina Smith to attach a measure that would offer back pay to federal contractors who went without pay during the recent shutdown. But that did not get attached to the bill.
Interesting. So I'm wondering how bad it's going to be that they're not doing the slats thing, that they're using the design that was up to the 2017. When I looked at it on the tape, they're only building 50 miles of it. I guess where they're going to build it, which they say is going to be the Rio Grande area, and that I wonder where Will Hurd, who I asked Bradley Burns about, who's against the wall, if he has a lot of latitude over this thing and what he would do with it. I just wish people just kind of get this thing going. Oh, the butterfly deal. So that was interesting. See how they're going to get around that. Or can they? Because, you know, the Supreme Court just ruled on the environmental impact and said the Department of Homeland Security can rule and make a determination of where Homeland Security assets and things are being used and not and jump over the environmental impact type things. Okay, so Brett Baer is going to be talking about this bill. It's going to be stop and go. He's going to be talking about the deal and then some other issues here.
Well, Brett, it is going to be a busy Valentine's Day. I'll ask you the question everybody's asking. Will the president sign this bill?
I think it's still in doubt, Sandra. One of the reasons is, I mean, this is just about 100 pages of this bill, okay? It's written like this. You can see the lines. It's just filled with a bunch of legislative jargon. But if you go through there, and people who know bills go through there, they look for certain things. One of the things they always look for is the phrase, no such funds. Well, no such funds puts handcuffs on where the money can be spent. It only comes up 11 times in the bill. However, none of the funds can be used comes up 297 times in the bill. Phrased differently than usually in legislative jargon, but it means that no such funds or none of the funds can be used for X, Y, and Z, puts handcuffs on where the money can be moved around within this pot. So I think that's Congress's effort, the Democrats' effort, to say, if you think that you're going to move money from one place to try to build a barrier or a wall. It's not happening here. Now, the president could sign this and have what's called a signing statement that attaches to it and says, I don't buy any of this jargon, and I'm going to sign this, mm-hmm. and then have a battle with Congress going forward. So I think there's still some bumps in the road as far as getting a signature, which has to be done before Tuesday morning after the long holiday weekend.
Okay. So again, potential poison pills there that we're going to be a little concerned about. And the White House has been very, very quiet about this.
And we're seeing Fox report that Mitch McConnell has said Trump is prepared to sign the deal.
Hmm.
And also issue a national emergency declaration. That's from Mitch McConnell.
Interesting. Let's continue on with Brett Baer.
I want to ask you about this because reportedly the Trump campaign is zeroing in on three Democratic foes and it has set its sights on Joe Biden. This is Politico reporting on how Trump's camp views Biden. Quote, Trump has told allies he sees Biden, who remains undecided on a 2020 bid, as the most formidable potential general election rival. The president has said privately that Biden would appeal to a wider swath of voters than other Democratic hopefuls. What do you think?
I think we're hearing that too in Washington, and obviously that moment that Vice President Biden decides whether to get in or not will be huge, not only for the Democratic primary race, but also potentially for up against President Trump. The Trump folks do see him, Biden, as somebody who might have been able to win Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan in those tight races where Biden has that kind of man of the people kind of touch with some of those states. Now, they think that they are formidable to run against any Democratic candidate, but the question is, could Biden win the Democratic primary in the current state of the Democratic Party, which is much more progressive and left than it was when he ran with President Obama?
And that's the key. He was actually on the ticket to try to lighten up on Obama because Obama's looked as too progressive and they needed a Biden to try to move it a little more towards the center. I don't see how he could win the nomination. I don't see how. I mean, he could maybe do well in Iowa, but he's never really performed very well at all. I mean, every time he's come out of the gate, he's blown up.
Yeah.
Because they like him, but they don't like him that much. And then you get the different pockets of people. And is his pocket, if they split their vote up a lot, what does that do for him? Does he have a core group of people behind him? I don't see that at all, particularly the activists that are out there. Let's continue on with Brett Baer. He's good.
Very interesting. And hard to believe that we're over a week out now from
State of the
Union address that really seemed to do the president some good when it comes to his approval ratings. Karl Rove has put out a piece saying this: President Trump's standing has improved over the past week and credit his State of the Union address. Mr. Trump acted presidential and struck notes of unity and compromise, he writes. If he can keep that tone, his numbers should continue to rally. Here is a comparison on Trump's real clear politics average. His job approval rating 40.8% with 55.5% unfavorable. That is his worst since early September. As of Wednesday, Mr. Trump's favorables have risen to 43.3%, unfavorables 53.4%. So go back to Karl Rove's piece. How does he keep that trend going? Looking back to the State of the Union address, that was seen as a big win.
Yeah, stays on message, stays hitting themes. I think you're starting to see the outlines of a 2020 strategy, which deals with fighting socialism, that the U.S. will not be a socialist country, strict immigration, and fighting for, you know, security along the border. Abortion, late-term abortion specifically, citing Virginia and others, and then the economy, and running on what they're hoping will be a positive economy. Those four pillars, I think, will make up the strategy for the 2020 Trump campaign. But he has to stay on message, number one, and the Mueller report and whatever comes out of the fallout from McCabe. And, you know, we're always one tweet away from some other news cycle, so we'll see.
You know, the State of the Union, really, they push him over the top. I think you guys saw on drugs that the Rasmussen poll put him up at a positive rating of above 50%, when that's a good number for him. The Rasmussen poll is not a person calling polling. It's a automatic dial polling. But it has been reasonably accurate. I'm not sure how they are in the right direction, wrong direction, and positive approval rating accuracy. But the Gallup has moved up, and so that's a good sign. Gallup normally trails the Rasmussen, but if you see them both go up, that's a very, very good sign for him. And if he will just stay on point and make the Democrats the issue, and particularly talking about the late-term abortion, talking about national security, that they want to be obstructionists, and how they, and the Green Deal, the socialist crazy stuff, that all of that is winning combinations for Trump and for Democrats. And the tighter Trump does his message, the better off he is. Now, maybe it seems like he's listening to some people on the tight message. For example, he's not stepping on his own stuff today. And he didn't, when they started doing the crazy Green Deal, he didn't go step on that really hard. He wasn't doing like the 8, 9, 10 tweets like he was before. He was letting the Republicans and the media kind of do that or talk about how off base it was. Let me do this. Let me mention to you about Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Now, things have changed to Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars because David Ingram really has changed their business model and their pricing model. So as a car sits on the lot, he's looking at the time and how long it's been in the lot, and he's lowering the price. He is not allowing something just to stay stagnant there because he wants to move that car. He wants to get that car in your hands. They also are making great deals. So go out and see Tip Tames, David Ingram, Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. Tell them you're a Dan Mars Show listener. If you were out there a couple of weeks ago, go back and see if that car that you looked at is still there and see what the new prices on it, because I can tell you something, it's changed. News on 93.1, Dan Mars Show, we'll be back right after this. Parking by the lake and there was not another car inside. And I never had a girl looking any better than you did. And all the kids at school, they were wishing they were me that night. And now our bodies are so close and tight. It never felt so good, it never felt so right.
The Dan Morris Show.
And we're glowing like the metal on the edge of a knife. Glowing like the metal on the edge of a knife. Come on, hold on tight. Oh, come on, hold on tight. Though it's cold and lonely in the deep dark night, I can see paradise by the dashboard light.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising shows your investment into the success of your business while keeping you competitive. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Don't you worry.
This is where we are.
I'm going red, my tongue's getting tired. I'm on my head.
Kind of a reminder, the El Presidente of Colombia was in town, and Trump was pounding around with him. And if you remember, John Bolton had written on a yellow pad, it said, 5,000 troops to Colombia.
Yes.
And then not long after that, the Colombian president shows up in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bret Baier interviewed the Colombian president, and there's a natural, because of Venezuela and Colombia, and so many people are leaving Venezuela and they're coming to Colombia. Colombia and Venezuela are both beautiful, beautiful countries. Venezuela, not so much where they are right now with being run by a socialist government, but beautiful people, beautiful country, just wonderful folks. They're just the nicest people around. So he's going to talk about his interview with the Colombian El Presidente and then the impact of that on Venezuela.
We will see, and we'll see more from you tonight. You had a big night last night. You had an interview with the president of Colombia. Big news on Venezuela. Watch a bit of it here.
Juan Guaido is the only legitimate president of Venezuela. The steps that we expect to happen in the next weeks is, first of all, the humanitarian aid needs to get in Venezuela. Also, I think that looking at members of the military that are not playing any more loyalty to Maduro, and now they're committing to supporting Guaido.
What did you take away from that sit-down interview, Brett?
One, that the president of Colombia, President Duque, is a very staunch ally of the U.S., is committed to getting Maduro out of power. And I think a big moment is coming up in getting that humanitarian aid that is in Colombia into Venezuela. And what happens with the military who are still loyal to Maduro? Do they fall off like dominoes, as President Duque expects, or do they hold on and fight? And that's the moment that the world will be watching.
Key word there was fight. Because you saw that they put the trucks and the barriers on the road that leads, there's kind of a port of entry toll road that goes in, and right there they put it over a bridge so they couldn't get the things there. And are they talking about trying to ram through that? Are they talking about airlift? Are they talking about going another way? When he says fight, that is pretty, that could be something different to
yes.
say. And after seeing the thing of 5,000 American troops in Colombia, that's a little worrisome too, where we don't get involved in something like that. He seemed to be pretty confident that the generals were going to be starting to break away. I wonder what he knows, and I wonder what our little intelligence community is learning here.
Well, and you know more about the history of South America, Latin America in the 1980s than I do, but I do think it is also interesting that Elliot Abrams has now been appointed by Trump Pompeo as the special envoy. Let's just say Abrams has plenty of experience in
he
that
has
regard.
Plenty of experience. He got in trouble, by the way.
Right.
Let's not make light of that. But
right.
But when we were doing Costa Rica, and which is next door to Nicaragua, and I remember getting the briefing from him on that, and the station chief and the ambassador, which we got briefings on every place, but that's where you had the El Salvador situation.
The massacre, yeah.
And the massacre, the general that was pretty nutty in the Honduras situation, yeah. Where we landed on top of a mountain, and I remember going over to a hangar and walking into the hangar, and people were like, "What are you doing?" And all these Blackhawks are in there, and I was kind of like, "Okay, you can't see that." So he actually is a good guy for the job. I'm not a big Elliot Abrams fan.
Sure.
But what he kind of understood and what Reagan understood is that you had a problem in Central and South America, and we needed to be friends with the people who were not the problem makers so we could work on the problem makers. But you did have some bad actors, particularly in El Salvador and Honduras. Costa Rica was great. Brazil was great. Venezuela was great. Bogota, Colombia was great, except for the people stealing all our stuff from us. It was really amazing. We went in and put our stuff in the room, put two Marine side guards there, and then we come back and we go into the staff office. Nobody said that. We just threw everything in there and went down to a meeting at the embassy. But the two side guards are there. We come in and we look around, and the cases that had our radio equipment and wings and all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. were gone.
Whoa. Okay.
Somebody had shimmied down the outside, gotten into the room off the balcony, and stolen the stuff. And the Marines didn't hear it.
Right.
It's pretty wild. They were a little embarrassed. Yeah. A little embarrassed. New Star 93. And they didn't get it. Thank goodness it wasn't everything. They were in other rooms where some of this was just the stuff that was in one side office, the press office. New Star 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Don't you worry about what's on your mind, woman. I'm in no hurry. I can take my time, woman. I'm going red. My tongue's getting tired. Tongue's getting tired. I'm up my head. My mouth's getting dry. Better chop, chop, chop.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. The Justice Department gets a new boss.
DAs are 54.
The nays are 45.
The Senate confirming William Barr as Attorney General.
Barr's confirmation hearing focused a lot on his handling of the special counsel's investigation. Barr is now expected to oversee that investigation. Democrats complain Barr failed to offer assurances he'd release Robert Mueller's final report to Congress or the public.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Amazon pulling the plug on a new headquarters in New York City.
They haven't mentioned anything about reopening the search for a second headquarters. What they did say is that while polls show that 70% of New Yorkers support our plans and investments, a number of state and local politicians have made it clear that they oppose our presence.
The Fox Business Network's Christina Partsenevelis, politicians and other critics opposed giving Amazon $3 billion in tax incentives. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice Valentine's Day forecast. A sun and cloud mix. A lot of high clouds out there, but sunshine is filtering through. High temperature, I think, will make it into the upper 60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, overnight low 51. Tomorrow, can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere in the area. Mild, 70 for a high. Then scattered showers Friday night into Saturday with a high around 71. Low to mid-70s Sunday with scattered showers and thunderstorms. It's not going to rain all the time. It's not going to ruin your weekend. And more rain as we get into the early part of next week. I know. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are.
I don't want to wonder if this is a blunder.
All right. Thank you for the birthday wishes. Okay, can you go ahead and pick up where it is now?
Yeah, I've got it live now.
Okay. This isn't Nancy Pelosi.
Leadership of Jerry Nadler, and
with we
the
think.
Participation of our members, took a strong step to end the epidemic
it's
of
very
gun violence.
Faint.
And the advanced HR.
Well, that must be a mess up on Fox News' part. Because that
okay.
The audio is playing. It's very, very faint.
It's okay.
I can look elsewhere real quick.
Look elsewhere, but let me hit some of these other cuts because I want to try to get this into the discussion, but if you can find it, can you do that and play a cut?
Yeah, I can look for it while playing a cut.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. Pompeo was being interviewed by Andrea Mitchell, and this is so vintage Pompeo. He does not mess around.
Vice President Mike Pence told European allies in Poland this morning that they should join the U.S. and pull out of the Iran nuclear deal. Pence called Iran the world's biggest state sponsor of terrorism during a conference to promote security in the Middle East. The agenda does not include Saudi Arabia's conflict with Yemen and its reported role in the killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Roxana Saberi asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo why the administration is still backing the Saudis and their de facto leader.
The Trump administration has been very critical about human rights violations in Iran. But when it comes to America's allies, such as Saudi Arabia, it seems that the U.S. is less critical. For example, Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, is believed by the CIA to have been involved in the killing of American resident Jamal Khashoggi. Do you believe the CIA's assessment?
Roxanne, that's a ridiculous question.
Why is that?
It's a ridiculous question. The United States calls out human rights violations each place that we find them.
Yet President Trump has been more hesitant to criticize Mohammed bin Salman.
We have an important relationship with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and we are determined to make that a successful relationship. But we've made clear, as the facts are developed, as we learn more, we will hold everyone responsible for the murder of Jamal Khashoggi accountable.
Saudi Arabia.
I'm not sure why that was such a ridiculous question.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. Saudi Arabia insists the crown prince did not order Khashoggi's murder.
Murder is what's meant to be. Let's go to the phones and go to East. East, how are you, my friend?
Dan, you know I'm okay. I don't have an odd question today. I just wanted to say happy birthday to one of my favorite members of the Reagan administration.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that an awful lot, East.
Well, and Dan, remember, birthdays are good for you. The more you have, the older you get.
There you go. Exactly right. I go by, well, I won't say what I'm going to do, but it's, yeah, you're right. And both of us being cancer survivors, we see birthdays differently, don't we?
We see birthdays and Mondays differently. You know, I haven't feigned a Monday in, 12 years now. Every Monday is a gift.
There you go.
It's a fragrant flower to me, man.
Well, East, I appreciate your happy birthday wishes.
Hey, we'll talk to you.
Take care. Let's go to the phones and go to Barbara. Barbara, welcome aboard the Dan Marr Show on a Thursday.
Thank you, Dan. First, I want to wish you a very, very happy birthday.
Well, thank
My
you.
Son's birthday is also today. He's 53. So,
oh, wow.
What a great day. And my granddaughter turned 18 yesterday, so this is a big month for us.
Yeah, really. Yeah, having a birthday on Valentine's Day is people ask me all the time, do you like it being a Valentine's Day? And I say, I actually love it. I was telling somebody last night about it.
Kevin does. I usually try to find him a card that says, Happy Valentine's and birthday, you know. And I keep finding them online, so they're probably the same one year after year. But anyway, and that's all I wanted. Just wish you a very happy birthday. And as usual, I thoroughly enjoy the show. We were having lunch with some friends today. And every time I have to tell them what I heard on this channel, either your show or Barron's show or Greg's show, I listen truly. From the time I get up till at least, usually I even started listening to Terry. So, but I love the show. I truly do. I learned so much from you, and I am so grateful for this radio station and you guys. I appreciate all you do.
Well, thank you for
Happy
the kind
birthday.
Thank you for the kind words. That's a paycheck to us. We love to hear that from people.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, and happy birthday.
Thank Bye-bye. You. Thank you, Barbara. 272-9228. Let's see if we can get this call in. Duke?
Hello, Dan. How are
Duke,
you?
Duke, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. This hot weather kind of slowing the wood down a little bit, but other than that, I'm doing fine.
That's good.
I wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much.
I want to let you know how much I appreciate what you do every day. I try to listen at least as much as I can.
Well,
but
that
anyway,
was...
God bless you, my friend.
Well, I really appreciate that. Dude, did you ever get your gift basket?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I called you about it. Yeah, I did. I sure did. It was great.
Did you enjoy every thing that you got?
I sure as heck did.
That was good. I tell you, it's a great place. I have people that literally, they go, thank you for telling me about Sweet Creek Farm Market, and it's become a ritual and a regular in our household where if the weather's nice, we go down there on a Saturday or after church on Sunday.
And it is great for kids, I tell you.
Let me tell you, you are going to love the things they're going to have for spring. They've got those big slides out there. They got some fun things to do. They are going to have some great things for kids out there. Reed was kind of sharing that with me last time I saw him.
Oh, cool. I'm looking forward for the strawberries, too.
There you go. Well, he's going to get a section of them in pretty soon. I think it's next week, but I'm going to go down and get a timetable on that. And then he'll get the local strawberries, the pure local strawberries, about 3 weeks from now.
Oh, great. Do you think anybody's ever going to go be accountable for what's been going on? As far as the McCabe and the rest
Duke, I hope so, because I tell you, if they don't, my confidence in the FBI is going to be almost zero.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Well, anyway, you have a good evening, and happy Valentine's and happy birthday.
Thanks, Duke. I appreciate it. Let's go to Nancy Pelosi.
So the president is doing an end run around that. We will review our options. We're prepared to respond appropriately to it. I know the Republicans have some unease about it, no matter what they say. Because if the president can declare an emergency on something that he has created as an emergency, an illusion that he wants to convey. Just think of what a president with different values can present to the American people. You want to talk about a national emergency? Let's talk about today, the one-year anniversary of another manifestation of the epidemic of gun violence in America. That's a national emergency. Why don't you declare that emergency, Mr. President? I wish you would. But a Democratic president can do that. Democratic president can declare emergencies as well. So the precedent that the president is setting here is something that should be met with great unease and dismay by the Republicans. And of course, we will respond accordingly when we review our options. First, we have to see what the president actually says.
Speaker Pelosi, to that end, there has been some discussion of a resolution in the House that might force Republicans to go on the record and vote against this. Would that be an option?
I'm saying that we are reviewing our options, and we have to see what the president will say. This, I don't believe that there's any good faith negotiations to have with the Republicans in Congress if they're going to support the president doing an end run about what the will of the people, the Congress of the United States, has put forth. So we will review our options, and I'm not prepared to give any preference to any one of them right now.
Madam Speaker, on the news of the past couple of moments that the president told the Senate Majority Leader that he would sign the bill.
Questions are inaudible, sorry.
But on the national emergency, does that change the vote calculus at all?
It's the same way looking at Fox News, the closed captioning says question inaudible. But she's unhappy with this idea of a national emergency being declared.
Let's just have the vote, Chad. It's very interesting.
But you don't think that changes the support one way or the other?
Well, I don't know. It's probably had more of an influence in the United States than we have the votes in the House. But it is interesting to see how the president has said to the Republican leadership in the Senate, Senator Shelby, a senior appropriator, the chairman of the Appropriations Committee there, a respected leader in the United States Senate. I don't have confidence in what you did, even though the president failed to convince the American people and their representatives in Congress of his position. But let's just see what the votes are. Who knows what the calculus is on the other side? I don't...
Does it affect your side?
No.
Madam Speaker, as far as the gun control bill, or rather the
background
check bill, is a concern, you just said that...
Let's do this, Joey, because we're not hearing the questions, and when she's just giving answers, she kind of giving me her pat answer. We'll pick that up for tomorrow. Let's go to our cuts here so we can get some of these other key issues done. Jesse Smollett did an interview with CBS... And this was a pretty long interview, and it's kind of interesting the way it unfolds here. But he's talking about that he's really mad and that he's just telling the truth. Listen in.
Interview with Jesse Smollett. He's answering questions about his story for the first time.
He really is, George. And the incident has sparked both an outpouring of support as well as questions about what happened that night on a cold Chicago street. Jesse was very passionate in his account, detailing the racist and homophobic words he says his attackers use, words that we cannot broadcast. Here's the first part of Jesse telling his story.
I'm pissed off.
What is it that has you so angry? Is it the attackers?
It's the attackers, but it's also the attacks. It's like, you know, at first it was a thing of like, listen, if I tell the truth, then that's it, because it's the truth. Mm-hmm. Then it became a thing of like, oh, how can you doubt that? Like, how do you not believe that? It's the truth. And then it became a thing of like, oh, it's not necessarily that you don't believe that this is the truth. You don't even want to see the truth.
Really? So I'm telling the truth, and you don't want to see it because I'm telling you the truth and you don't want the truth. So now he's going to talk about what actually happened that night.
What happened that night, Jesse?
When I landed in Chicago, and Frank Gadsden, who's like my uncle, and he's also my creative director, and he picked me up. And then we got back to the apartment. There was no food. And so I went out to Walgreens thinking that they were 24 hours and to have a smoke. Walgreens was closed. So I called him up and I said, hey, I'm gonna run to Subway, which was across the street, and I'm gonna get a salad. Do you want anything? I went to the Subway and got the order. During that time, I texted my manager thinking that he was still in Australia because he was on an Australian tour with one of his other clients. Mm-hmm. And I said, yo, call me when you can. He called me immediately. And while he was on the phone, I heard, as I was crossing the intersection, I heard Empire. And I don't answer to Empire. My name ain't Empire. And I didn't answer. I kept walking, and then I heard Empire. So I turned around and I said, did you just say to me? And then I see the attacker masked. And he said, this MAGA country punches me right in the face. So I punched his ass back. And then we started tussling. You know, it was very icy. And we ended up tussling by the stairs. Fighting. There was a second person involved who was kicking me in my back. And then it just stopped. And they ran off. And I saw where they ran. And the phone was in my pocket, but it had fallen out. And it was sitting there. And my manager was still on the phone. So I picked up the phone and I said, Brandon. And he's like, what's going on? And I said, I was just jumped. And then I looked down and I see that there's a rope around my neck, which I hadn't.
You hadn't noticed it before?
No,
you
didn't because see? It was so fast. You know what I'm saying? It was so fast.
So he got punched and then he punched back. Someone did some, I'm assuming it's a racial slur, is that got bleeped out there.
Yeah, and the F word, too.
I don't know. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back after this. Quick break with more. Love you madly.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You know, I don't want you guys to think that it's all going to be tranquil in the weather. You know, when you move into that March, April, you know, in like a lamb, out like a, in like a lion, out like a lamb, it, as those temperatures start changing, you get these really rough winds coming through, like we had in Wetumpka 2 days ago, had in Montgomery down not far from my house, matter of fact, on Narrow Lane Road. So what you might want to do with the unpredictability of the weather is look at a backup generator for your home. Now, who do you need to call for that? Well, there's only one person to call. That's Mr. Electric. I want to give you a telephone number, and I want you to copy it down. You need to have it in your phone no matter what. And that is Mr. Electric at 334-269-8886. Come out and take a look at it and see what a backup generator would be for your house and how much you need, how much you want to cover. If you have gas coming to your house is even that much better, then you will never have a power problem because the generator will run on the natural gas line that you've got. So take advantage. Give them a call. They've got financing. They've got all sorts of ways they can help you with it. 334-269-8886. Mr. Electric. Let's continue on with Jesse Smollett and his interview here.
How long did this all
It felt take? Like minutes, but it probably was like 30 seconds, honestly. I can't tell you, honestly. I noticed the rope around my neck, and I started screaming. And I said, there's a rope around my neck.
Did you get any kind of description of the attack?
I gave a body description, and I, you know, because I saw this, but, and, you know, right here or whatever, but I didn't see, I can't tell you what color their eyes were. I can't tell you. And I did not see anything except the second person I saw running away. And the first person, yeah, I saw his stature. I gave the description as best as I could. You have to understand also that it's Chicago in winter. People can wear ski masks and nobody's gonna question that.
The police have gone through a lot of video and they were able to capture an image of two people of interest. Have you seen that image? Mm-hmm. And do you believe that they could possibly be the attackers?
I do.
What is it about their size or what? Why do you feel that they could possibly be?
Because I was there. For me, when that was released, I was like, okay, we're getting somewhere. I don't have any doubt in my mind that that's them. Never did.
That's the first time he's given a detailed account, an account that Chicago police have said has been consistent. He hasn't changed his story. They also said it's credible. Police have said that, and also that he has been very cooperative.
A lot of questions have been raised as well.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. A lot of questions, especially about the timing of the 911 call, about the phone records, and Jesse addresses all of that.
So, how are you feeling about this?
I don't know, like, why the hesitancy, say, if you could give a portion of phone records, if in fact the manager was on the call when this happened and the call was maintained throughout the attack, there should be a clear record of that.
But he hadn't released that part of the records.
Right. And, I mean, if the police are saying they're cooperating, I mean, I've learned, especially in the more we do these news cycles, that anything I say is speculation. It's just speculation. You can go with gut feelings, and anybody has the right to say what they think their gut's telling them. But I don't know. To me, sitting where I'm sitting, and from what the media has fed us, especially TMZ, I don't think TMZ's helped really. I just don't know. It's hard for me to tell.
I haven't been to a Subway in a while, but I don't remember salads at Subways.
Well, they probably do at this point. It's the whole, you know, health trend.
The whole health deal, huh?
Mm-hmm. I still get the meatball sub.
The Stromboli.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, he sounds, at times he sounds like this happened to me. I mean, but who knows?
Let's listen in to the Parkland School 1 year ago today. I remember when this broke when we were on the air.
The governor of Florida is calling on a grand jury to investigate school failures, Parkland massacre. 17 students and staff members were killed in that shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School 1 year ago today. That was one-third of the 56 school shooting deaths in 2018, making it the deadliest year on record. Adriana Diaz is in Parkland outside the school. Adrian, good morning on a very sad anniversary for the people there.
A very sad day indeed, Gail. We spoke to students and victims' parents who told us that they are finding strength through activism. They say the movement that emerged from this tragedy is keeping up momentum. In fact, just last week, there was a group on Capitol Hill lobbying lawmakers. Now, students also tell us that it's been tough for them to balance academics and activism. And when they go to school here, they still see that building where the massacre occurred. It's a daily reminder of what happened here, especially today.
Do you feel safe in school?
Absolutely not. It's just very uncomfortable being at that particular school, knowing that that's where I nearly lost my life.
Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School has beefed up security, adding more than 100 new cameras and doubling its security staff to 18. But students like senior Alea Eastman are demanding more.
Our lives depend on you. Our lives are in your hands. Thank you.
She told her story on Capitol Hill last week.
When the gunman shot into our classroom, Nicholas Dorrett was in front of me. As Nicholas fell, I matched his every movement and hid underneath his lifeless body.
Wow.
Man,
I'm kind of surprised that they took the tack that they did in this. And I like the fact that the school is taking a day off and they're making a day of service. Let's continue the second part of the story.
In the year since the massacre, Congress passed modest legislation allowing states and federal agencies to better share mental health and criminal records, but no new federal gun control laws. Those states, including Florida, passed 66 gun control bills, at least 7 states expanded background checks, and 8 allowed law enforcement to confiscate weapons from at-risk individuals.
Do you think there's been enough change nationwide?
Absolutely not, particularly for communities of color. I feel like the conversation of gun violence prevention has been surrounded by mass shootings or school shootings, which is only about 2% of gun violence as a whole.
As students apply pressure publicly,
I'm amazed that I cannot see the end of this crowd here in D.C. today.
A Florida commission investigating the shooting made dozens of recommendations last month, including metal detectors and so-called hard corners where students can hide. This one from Inside Stoneman Douglas is equipped with red first aid kits with tourniquets to stop bleeding. The report also called for more funding for the state's controversial New Guardian program. We visited a training in June where everyday people learn to become armed school guards. Parkland's district says it's adopted more than half of the recommendations so far.
That report, I think, probably could have gone further than it did.
Tom Hoyer lost his 15-year-old son, Luke, in the shooting. His bedroom remains untouched.
It's been kind of a hard year of firsts, you know, so you're going through the first birthday, you're going through the first family getaway, first Christmas.
Hoyer is working with the 16 other victims' families to push for more change.
I would have a hard time living myself. I'd have very deep regrets if I didn't do something that I know could be done, and this happened again.
The victims' families are pushing for changes in school safety, mental health, and responsible firearm ownership. They also already have more trips to Washington planned. As for what's happening here in Parkland today, there will be no classes for Marjory Stoneman Douglas students, but they're encouraged to volunteer. There will also be a moment of silence citywide at 2:21 p.m. when the shooting began.
Interestingly enough, there really hasn't been much after that event, this happened.
Right.
I mean, the shootings have been more of adults in the right. Las Vegas and this kind of stuff that's happened. So maybe they're doing something right. Maybe hardening these schools is working.
Let's hope.
Joey, I want to thank you for a great show, my friend.
Good show.
Hey, TGIF tomorrow, you know.
Indeed, and have a rest of a great happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and to keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Bedell the Great, he's next. Adios.